Whew. Man, feels good to be here talking right now after a Bengals win finally. Feels like it's been a way too long since I said that. It was a solid win though, got over Denver, might have put ourselves back in the hunt for the playoffs. I wouldn't bet on us making it, but at least they're in the hunt, at least they got something to play for going forward. You know, at least the games aren't pointless. I was kind of optimistic either way. If we win, we're back in the hunt. If we lose, you know, that just puts us a little closer to a high draft pick next year. But good game. You know, overall, defense played pretty well. They gave up 300 yards, which sounds kind of weird when you say a defense played well, but they gave up 300 yards. But I think the Bengals defense has always been kind of a bend but don't break type of defense. They've played like that since, you know, as far back as I can remember, since Zim was there, and even after he left, they're still a really good defense who plays, has a really good solid front seven, really good corners. The jury's still out on Kirkpatrick. I worry about him a lot, man. He actually gave up a touchdown towards the end of the game that actually did put Denver back in it, you know. But then the guy makes plays like in the beginning of the game, the guy picks it off, runs it back 99 yards. And what's funny enough, he fumbled the ball out of bounds, although he still scored. So he's in. And then the end of the game, you know, fourth and four, they throw it towards his side. He knocks it away, deflection. So the guy's real streaky. Plays smart sometimes and makes plays, and then other times he's getting beat deep consistently, or underneath even. Not a lot of times does he get beat deep, but underneath, because he just, like I probably harped on it before, he just doesn't break off out of his back pedal as well as receivers break, you know, off of their routes and their short comebacks, things like that. So he's a guy who I'm on the fence about. I like the emotion that he brings to the game, but sometimes he's just not consistent enough is probably the best way I can put it. You know, outside of him, I think the defense is really, really strong. Andrew Billings, man, is a monster in the middle. I'm telling you, this guy is the real deal. I didn't know for sure if he was going to be from the beginning of the season, but these last two games, man, he's really, really stepped up. I'm anxious to see what Pro Football Focus is going to have to say about his grade from this game. But they gave him a really high score last game. I like to look to see, you know, I give him my eye test, but I like to leave it up to Pro Football Focus, man. Their metrics are pretty good and they're pretty professional with what they do. So I tend to lean on them a little bit. They're not the gospel, but you know, they're not 100% all the time. But they got a good idea of what guys can do and can't do. I think Billings is going to be a monster in the middle there with Geno. Carlos Dunlap was played like a monster. That guy is coming off the edge playing really good. Only we just got to figure out what's going on that other side of the defensive end. And we got Carl Lawson to come in and kind of spell guys. You know, he's a good pass rusher, you know, off the bench. I don't know if Jordan Willis is going to be that starter soon on the edge. He looks good sometimes when I see him play. He gets some penetration. So Vontaze is just a man child, absolute monster. Played middle linebacker most of the day. I think the guy finished with like 11 tackles, forced fumble. Brew really was really huge. Turned the game around. Sack, just great linebacker, awesome linebacker. So the defense, you know, really good. If the offense could just run the ball a little better, man, I don't know what it is. If we can just, you know, time of possession, it just favors the other team so heavily. I haven't looked the metric up, but I'm almost positive time of possession has leaned towards the other team almost every game that I can remember in the last 3-4 games, and we just can't run the ball consistently enough to keep our defense off the field and let them actually rest. Luckily, they came up big with two interceptions. Like I said, defense came up big with two turnovers, even though they gave up quite a bit of yards. And I think that overall, that's a sign of a great defense, man. You might, you know, you're on the field for 75 plays, 35 minutes out of the game in Denver, you know, in the altitude. Guys are, you know, cramping up, limping off the field, but they just keep playing through it, you know, making plays, getting to the quarterback consistently. Brock Osweiler, you know, I think four sacks, four times we get to him, pressure in his face all day consistently. Just a really nice outing. And, you know, what do you expect when you get him on the field that much? You know, they gave up 340 yards. But, I mean, overall, I think it was really solid. I wish we could have came up with a few more third down stops early on in the game. And I don't think that number would have been as high as it was. And a couple of times, you know, Dre gets beat. Or it's not even always Dre, just the zone scheme. They were finding the holes in it. So, you know, I think going forward, they're going to be a good unit. And I'm just wondering, man, the offense just looks real, real putrid right now. You know, we've made, if it's not AJ, there's not much there. You know, we got a few plays out of some guys today. We got a few plays out of LaFell. Brandon LaFell, you know, makes a few plays. Alex Erickson, you know, solid outing by him. A couple plays from him. Tyler Boyd, you know, made a play or two. You know, Tyler Croft caught the touchdown pass early in the game. But no one's real consistent that's really taking any pressure away from AJ. No one that you really have to be concerned with. Which is why I don't understand why John Ross isn't getting any play time. You know, the more and more the season goes on, and it seems like we're getting maybe back into the playoff race. I'm just wondering, like, we need to find out what we got in this guy. Like, is he going to be, you know, a legit number two receiver? You know, is he going to be a three something? We need to find out what that guy is, because going forward, do we need to find another receiver in the draft? I think the offensive line obviously needs to be addressed in the offseason. I honestly believe, you know, we're a legit contender if Dre Kirkpatrick doesn't get signed and we sign back Andrew Whitworth and Kevin Zeitler. I honestly believe we're a legit contender right now. And I know that probably sounds a little silly, but if you really think about what the offensive line and his left tackle especially brings to the team, and a solid, you know, right guard that we had in Zeitler, I think we'd be a totally different football team. I think Joe Mixon's able to spring a few more runs than what he's been able to this year. I think Andy Dalton's able to sit back in the pocket a little bit more and find guys down the field some more. I think that puts our defense in a really good spot. I mean, I know Dre Kirkpatrick's probably been big later in this year, because he seems to be one guy who just is always there. He's always ready to play. You know, William Jackson's been banged up a little bit this year. Adam Jones has been banged up a little bit this year. So, you know, maybe, you know, Dre Kirkpatrick has came in handy. But I think what he brings was a little bit more replaceable than what those two brought in Zeitler and Whitworth. So I really like to see those guys, man. I would have liked to see those guys come back, you know, but I won't go into what ifs and all that. I just know going forward, we definitely, I think, and obviously, man, most people that follow the Bengals or watch any Bengals football know that obviously the offensive line is pretty bad. Andre Smith seems to be playing better at right tackle. Maybe we got a few more years out of him. You know, maybe we find a nice center in the middle, because then Bodine's contract is up. Maybe we find another tackle in this draft, or maybe it is Obwehi. You know, who has played better, definitely has played better. But I definitely think in the middle needs some upgrades. Definitely a center, I think, would be huge for Joe Mixon's production and his growth as a player going forward. So I think that might be something that we definitely want to address in the draft this year. But yeah, overall, feels good to get the win. I'm wondering if we're going to be, you know, in the thick of things when it's all said and done. And on one hand, I'm excited about that. On the other hand, I'm a little scared that if we do end up making the playoffs and then somehow we pull off a miraculous win in the first round, it's like, how do you fire Marvin Lewis after that? And I'm just, maybe if that happens, then he doesn't deserve to be fired. But I've been all in on the fact that it's time for a change. We need a new voice. And I think with all the stuff I've been talking about as far as players and new personnel, I think something about our leader, man, I think a new guy in there to really change things up. No bias on who plays and who doesn't play, and just really putting the best players on the field. A new head coach would bring life to us more than anything that I could even, you know, that I've talked about so far, because I just think that it's so vital to your success and what we do going forward. That head coaching spot is really big, and I don't know if I want Marvin Lewis there again. I just really don't. He's just too even killed for me. Just a little too relaxed for me. You know, just the guy's never high, he's never low, he's always real calm. And you know, sometimes that's nice, but other times, man, I want a guy to get fired up. You know, I need a guy to get pissed off and you know, want to really act like he wants to win. Sometimes I know he does. I mean, who doesn't? Who doesn't want to win? Obviously, he does. He wants to keep his job. He wants to keep getting paid. But sometimes, man, you never really see him ripping into anybody, man. It spills over into games all the time, but we're undisciplined and kind of becomes a culture in Cincinnati. You know, we've heard it from other fans for years now. But as a player, as a fan, I hate to see it. I hate to buy into the whole hope and the whole culture of it. You know, like last week, you know, Vontaze goes out. And obviously, he's a guy who's getting heavily watched. You know, obviously, he's a guy that has made some things, some mistakes in the past, and maybe he's trying to correct his behavior now. But guys are watching him, refs are watching him. He's somebody that's probably on the ref scouting report. I don't know how that works, but I bet he is. So that kind of guy, man, he's got to make better decisions. And I think that starts with a Marvin Lewis a lot of times. And I don't know how, if that's going to change going forward or not. But I kind of, one thing that honestly that made me happy about us having a bad season was the fact that it was almost impossible to keep Marvin Lewis at this point. You know, if two losing seasons in a row, you know, the guy hasn't won a playoff game ever in 15 years. The guy's been the coach most of my life, so I honestly can't recall who the coach was before him, to be completely honest. I mean, 23 years old, I mean, I'm 8 at the last time there was a different Bengals coach. So it's been Marvin Lewis the entire time. I can't imagine what it would be like with him not there. But honestly, I think I'm ready for that era of a new guy. You know, even if we do go to the playoffs, you know, maybe we don't. Maybe we get a win, maybe we don't. Most likely not. You know, I don't want to see another Marvin Lewis here. I'm ready for, unless the guy really goes and somehow pulls off a miraculous playoff run deep into the playoffs. I mean, I don't even think at this point, to me, one playoff win gets his job. I don't think one playoff win keeps his job for him. I honestly don't. You know, just the guy's been team's been way too inconsistent with this guy at the head of the realm. And I just want to see. I'm ready for a change. Time for a change, Cincy. Time for a change. That's all I know. So, you know, it's funny, you get a win and kind of feel good, but I almost had all these things mapped out in my head about us losing that I almost wanted to keep losing, oddly enough. But yeah, I said there's going to be a lot of Bengals talk on this show, but I think we'll move on, man. It's been a really, really good day in football, man. Great Sunday. We had a lot of tight ones, man. Some overtimes. Still got one more really good one to go. We got the Sunday night game, Eagles, Cowboys. I think it's going to be a good game. I got a funny feeling that Cowboys pull this one out. I really do. Carson Wentz is my starting quarterback on the in my fantasy league right now, but I think he has a good night. But I'm feel like the Cowboys are due for one. You know the Eagles have been on a roll, but the law of averages is just bound to take over at some point. I don't think they can. You know, I don't think they're gonna keep dominating like this forever. I think they gotta lose a game or two, but I could be wrong. They're a really solid team. They don't really do much wrong. There's not a whole lot of spots that are weak. You know, there's not really any weaknesses that, you know, that I found or anybody has found yet. But just a gut feeling says Cowboys maybe pull this one out. They good defensive night. Dak makes some plays with his legs, probably. I think they might pull it out, but we'll see. Been a really, really interesting day as far as the whole league. Lions, got the Lions and Bears played a tough one right down to the last minute. Bears almost tied it up to sit in overtime, but their kicker misses a horrible, horrible field goal to give the Lions the win. The Browns, man, the Browns-Jags game was a really good game. The Browns were in it all day, right up until the end. Even had a chance with about a minute, and I think they had about a minute and 25, and they got the ball at the one. Still had a chance to go and go down and score and take the lead, actually. I think at the time the score was 13-7. They ended up fumbling. Kaiser ended up fumbling. Jags end up scoring off that turnover. So that was a tight one. You know, Rams, Vikings played a good game, but Vikings pulled away at the end, so I don't really know what's going on there. Saints and Redskins going overtime. That one was crazy. Chiefs, Giants, wow, that was a good one. Probably one of the best catches I've seen in a long time, man. Roger Lewis, man. Shout out to Roger Lewis from Pickerington Central High School, man. Columbus, Ohio, man. Had a big day, man. Columbus, Ohio kids was doing their thing, man. Austin Traylor got signed to the Broncos this week. Big ups to him. You know, shout out to him for that. Shout out to all the Columbus kids right now doing their thing, man. So I'm real happy for that, for Roger. But that was a great catch. Hopefully going forward, he ends up being I think he's going to be a real solid receiver for the Giants going forward. Yeah. I don't think the Bills seen that coming. Nathan Peterman, 5 interceptions. I didn't really get to see a catch too much of that one, but it looked kind of bad. I guess they put Tyrod Taylor back in after the benching. So it doesn't look like they're going to. So they look like they still searching for a quarterback up there in Buffalo. So we'll see what happens with that situation going forward. Patriots murder the Raiders. I don't know. I was kind of not what everyone was expecting. Most people probably thought the Raiders were going to be able to stick in there with them, but Patriots are legit, man. They always are. Never a team you really want to see. There's always someone that you'd rather see besides the Patriots. So good week in football, man. I'm excited for it going forward. Wow. Playoffs not that far away, which is a little scary. You know, hopefully your team's in. If not, hopefully they're getting a good draft. They got a good plan for the offseason. So I think I'm going to relax and get ready for this Sunday night game, man. I got my prediction. I'm going to get my prediction in right now. I'm going I'm gonna go 27-31 Cowboys. Let's go.